Welcome to It's Too Early Podcast, the podcast for the young workforce in Central Illinois who are up early and building something great. I'm your host, Jack Hart, and every Tuesday and Thursday, I sit down with the next generation of workers, leaders, and creators to talk about how they got started, where they're headed, and what keeps them going. These are real stories from young people figuring out and forging their path. Because sure, it's too early, but the coffee's on, the mics are hot, and we got stuff to talk about. Today, though, is a super special episode. We bring in the most wonderful host of all time. Let's take it to Jack Hart.
All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome again to the It's Too Early podcast. And I'm not the usual face you see or the voice you hear. That's because we're excited to welcome someone very special, very close here, Jack Hart. Jack, welcome.
You're in my chair.
I mean, I am in your chair.
What are you doing in my chair? This is weird. I'm sitting
This is weird.
I'm usually
behind all this stuff.
This cord feels weird. What the heck?
This is interesting.
I feel weird. Yeah, there's no one behind there. Anthony, what's going on
here? There's no one watching the cameras today because I'm here, you're here. We're going to be asking you a lot of questions about Hart Media Group, what you've done in the past, what your future looks like. Is it weird being over there?
It's a little strange, but I'm excited because, you know, I've never been interviewed before. It's kind of interesting.
This is really interesting because people see you, people hear you every episode, but they don't really get to know what your life is like a whole lot. You know, we hear little bits and pieces from when you're talking to people, but you're never the one telling the story. So I'm excited to get to know more about you as well. We've been working together for a little bit, but I'm sure that I'm going to learn more about you today and hear some more of your story, and the people are going to be able to know what the motivation is behind a lot of the things you do.
Yeah, but, you know, Anthony really decided to wear a Cubs shirt for this interview.
Oh,
I think it was just
great. We'll talk more about that.
Okay, well, you know what? I think you did that on purpose.
It's great. The Cubs split with the Cardinals. I'm gonna say we both play bad this series. You guys played bad the last half of the series. We played bad the first half of the series. And I think that's just the way it goes sometimes.
It's just the way it goes. But you know what? All matters is when we get to September and we pass you guys up and
win
the Central.
Check back in September and we'll see how it's going.
All right.
Anyways, we'll come back to that later. But first off, Jack, let's get a little bit of a background on you. So tell me where you grew up, where you're originally from, where you went to middle school and high school, that sort of thing.
Yeah, of course. So I grew up in Rochester, Illinois, which if a lot of people don't know, it's a small town outside of Springfield, which is the state capital of Illinois. Fun fact, Abe Lincoln's good town. Rochester had about 3,600 people, I'd say. Went there from kindergarten through pretty much through all of high school. So, yeah, I was there for 12 years and spent all my time there, played high school soccer there, played everything there. Rochester's my hometown, and I still love it to this day.
Well, you know, Rochester certainly is a smaller town. You know, we have super small towns in Central Illinois, like ones with 400, 500 people. But still, even in a smaller town, you're able to make a lot of friends in high school and share some of those hobbies. So, I mean, what did you pursue in high school? What were some of those hobbies that you chased, and how did you end up making friends through them?
Yeah, so I played soccer my entire life. I started at 3 years old. I was running around the field, and the funny story is I used to score so many goals, and my parents would pull me and put me in the goalie because I was just playing it. And from that day on, it was like, okay, I need to play soccer. And Rochester, as a lot of people know, it's a nine-time state championship football school. It's football everything. And I'm kind of built like a, you know, football player. I was a bigger build always. And I got approached by Coach Leonard. He's like, you want to play football? Love to have play football, but I've always been a soccer player. I've always loved it. I've traveled around the country for it. So, you know, in high school, it was soccer, soccer, soccer. It was in the fall. I'm playing high school soccer. All my friends are on the soccer team, everything. And I meet other friends from classes and going to events and you name it, you know, homecoming. Let's see. I don't know. And then also, you know, you get to about your winter times, I went and played club soccer. And I met all my other friends from Peoria, Springfield, Champaign, all those different areas, just from traveling around and having – I played on teams that were from the entire Central Illinois area. And then I also decided to go down to St. Louis eventually and play for Scott Gallagher. So I had friends from Missouri, Collinsville, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois. So I have a vast network because of soccer. That's really where I got all my friends from.
Well, that's great to hear. You know, athletics and training and working out and working on your body is certainly a great way to make like-minded friends and share that bonding experience. I like how you mentioned football, because football, especially where we live, is a huge sport. And I love watching football. I know you like watching football. But soccer, it's a little bit tougher because the culture is not as big. And you're able to find those pockets, like when you talk about club soccer in Peoria and those different areas. But how do you think it was playing a sport that isn't as, you know, recognized here? You don't see as many fans as, for example, you see under the Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, and something people – soccer is an emerging sport. It's a sport that it's newer in the United States. I mean, we have the first ever Club World Cup here this summer. Next year is a World Cup. That's big for the United States. I mean, we're a very football-oriented country. So being in an area, it's like Central Illinois, where Friday nights are the biggest for any small town – You're kind of like looked over. You're like, oh, this guy's not the athlete. You know, I get here a million times, grass fairy, or you're not, you know, don't have the athletics of football. Soccer is one of the most physically demanding sports, if not the most physically demanding sports, because you're running. You're moving the entire time. There's no breaks, no stoppage. You're getting hit all the time. But it was fun. I kind of liked – Central Illinois really had a good high school aspect where Channel 1450 came in and highlighted us. So people knew who I was from soccer. And then you go to big cities where the competition's better. Chicago has better soccer, Indianapolis, St. Louis. So for me, I was playing in these small areas in Central Illinois, and I just got better and better and better. And I needed to – I want to be a college soccer player. So I raised my level. I went to St. Louis, and St. Louis – playing down there was a whole new experience, even better. Those metropolitan areas that are massive, big cities, soccer is humongous, especially St. Louis. It's the home of soccer in the United States, as they call it now. They just got a brand new MLS team. So soccer, it's just getting bigger and bigger. So it was really, it's really cool, but it was fun. It was kind of fun to not be the huge highlight, but then also be the top of my sport. So well, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's great that you're able to work up from that and build your skill level and find people that were there to support you and work through on that journey. So you go to high school in Rochester here, you play soccer, you make friends, then eventually it's time to move on to college. So you go to Illinois College for a while, you eventually go to ISU. Tell us about that journey. What was your major and what was your goal throughout college?
Yeah, so college started, from small town, so I really want to play college soccer. It was my main goal. It was my goal when I was third grade. My parents pulled me aside, and I was okay. I wasn't enjoying as much. He goes, you're either going to do this seriously, or we're going to pay a bunch of money and we're going to put you in the best programs to be a college soccer player. From there on out, that was my main goal. And I had a couple offers from Aurora, North Central. There was D2 school in West Virginia, Marietta College in Ohio, a bunch of different schools. And I wanted to be close to family because family is very my number one priority, and I'm very family oriented. So I decided to go to Jacksonville, which is about 45 minutes. Played college soccer there. Wonderful school. I have a lot of friends that I still am best friends today from Chatham that I met there, and still a lot of close connections. And I loved how small and close that school was. It was really good for the first 2 years. But I got to about year two and soccer was great. I was still playing a lot. I had a lot of playing time. I was, you know, used a lot. Coach really was – he was nice. He was going into it. I really wasn't enjoying as much. And I said, okay, I want to go to, you know, two more years of school and I want to go enjoy it. So I decided that, number one, I want to go to school that's cheaper, you know, because Illinois College is private. So I was like, okay, Illinois State looks nice. And went up there, loved it. It was – everything's new there. It's like a small – it's a small campus but big feel to it. So, like, it's a smaller campus, but there's 21,000 people go there. So it's still a big school. So went up there, played club soccer with a bunch of friends, enjoyed every moment of it. My education up there was wonderful. It's State Farm is the main, like, sponsor to the business hall up there, which I was a business and marketing major. So I got to hear from guys who worked at State Farm, top of the marketing department, Country Financial, these big guys that come in here and after retirement and become professors. And I really got a great education up there, and I enjoyed everything. If I go back, I wouldn't change it. I would say I would do the 2 years at Illinois College and then do the 2 years at Illinois State, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
A lot of people think that there's not opportunity here in the middle of Illinois, but I think what you said right there is great. We do have opportunity here, whether it's at a place like Illinois College or somewhere where you can go and be at ISU, because we have great business facilities and skills and facilities that are able to flourish our talents and allow us to grow as people, and not just in our major, but like you said, you know, you have friends from both schools that you're able to still talk to today. And I think that's truly great. So moving on, you know, obviously from Central Illinois, went to school in Central Illinois, and now you're back here in Springfield doing work here. Do you see yourself ever moving out of this area, and why are you currently in this area? What's special about it? I know that you've asked people on this podcast before,
of course,
but I want to hear your answer to that.
Yeah, so Central Illinois to me is, that's my home. I've grown up here 22 years, almost 23 years. Goodness, I'm getting old. It's like halfway to 50. But yeah, I've grown up here. I've seen lots of businesses flourish here. I've seen people flourish here. I've seen the community. I think for me, Central Illinois is a place of community. It's, okay, I'm going to go to workout. I meet the same people I'm working out with. I'll see at the grocery store. I'll see those people at an event. I'll see them at a bar at night. I'll see them at on the lake. It's the community aspect for me. Everyone knows who everyone is here. And, you know, some people are like, don't like that. So they go and they move away to big cities where, you know, you're kind of just there. I love to be – I'm a guy who likes to know people. I like people to know me. I like to be almost the center of attention. That's why I'm here hosting a podcast. I love people to know who I am. So to sit around here and make these million connections in an area that I have been doing my whole life, I know a lot of people here. And I have people who can support me and love me and support my business and what I'm doing. And to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to move away to a place that no one knows me and I have to build an entire network again – it's tough. It's really tough. And I think with my networking skills, working at Fit Club, working at Illinois Trucking Association, I worked at Lake St. Springfield Marine. I met a lot of people there. I have a vast network in an area that I grew up with. So to say I can stay here and support the wonderful people who have really pushed me to become my best self, I think is a place that I need to be around. It's everyone says in life, it's surround yourself with the people who are going to make you the best person. And I surround myself with the most important people who are going to push me to, number one, push me to be a better person each and every day. They're going to make me, they're going to strive, help me strive for success. And they're also going to always support me. And I think this area has supported me, as you said, through high school sports with Channel 1450, through the friends that I've met here, through the family of church that I've met, through anyone. These businesses, Fit Club, I sit here, they've supported me through everything. I used to go into Fit Club at 4:40 in the morning. And I come in here smiling and people come in and they're like, we're here for you, Jack. So excited to hear what you're going to do. And that means the world. And I have this vast community of people around me. That's why I love this area. And yes, I've thought about moving around. I love Nashville. I love Florida. I'm a Florida boy. I like to surf. Fun fact. I'd like to travel. I've been to 35 states. I've seen around the nation. But for me, my community, my connections are here, and as of now, I'm trying to build something amazing in this area to not bring value just to me, but to bring value to everyone around me.
This area is truly incredible with people that, you know, you mentioned right there, people at the gym, you have small business owners here that you know and who want to help you because they've been through that same point in their lives. And in bigger cities and metropolitan areas, it can be harder to find that. Arguably, there can be, I guess you could say, more opportunity in those bigger areas, but, you know, do you find that the connections here and the networking outweighs those opportunities for you?
Yeah, and there's a lot of opportunities. I've had companies that are big companies reach out to me. I worked at LRS last summer, a lot of connections that way. It looks good on a resume working for a big company, which, once again, that's a Central Illinois-oriented company. That place, and hands off to LRS, their culture there is wonderful. It's something that I've always thought was the number one reason that people love LRS, but that culture comes from the community and the culture of Central Illinois. Those go hand in hand, which bring the success of the company. So to be around a place that I have found the culture is phenomenal, the people are loving, they're caring, they're there for you, it's kind of hard for me to say, okay, I want to go away. It's why I went to college in Jacksonville. It's why I went to college in Bloomington. You know, I love the people in Central Illinois, and people give it bad reps. I went to high school with a lot of kids who said, I want to get out of here. I want to go to Florida. I want to get out of here. The state sucks. Illinois is just cornfields, whatever. You know, for me in that type of life and aspect, you got to sit down and say, okay, what are the most things that I value in life? And for me, I value the people around me, the area around me, the community around me. And Central Illinois, if you take out all of that stuff, people are like, okay, I want to be by a beach. Okay, cool. I want to be in Nashville by the mountains. Okay, cool. But you're out there lonely by yourself or something. You're out there doing it on your own. Here, I have people around me who care about me, are going to support me, and that's why I love it. There's so much aspect here that people miss, and they like to go away and say, I'm going to run away from all the problems here, all the problems of my childhood. I'm going to run away from this boring place, when actually there's a lot of opportunity and fun things to do here.
There's a different way to look at it, for sure. You can look at it in that negative aspect, or you can really make the most of it. And there's a lot to take out of here, a lot of opportunity, a lot of people, and a lot of great opportunities. So there's a business here being built up right here in this building, Heart Media Group, which we're going to touch on. But first, kind of at the halfway point, so I just want to bring up something. This is a segment that you started, okay?
Yep.
We got some random questions here, sponsored by Pristine Pastries. They do gluten-free, handcrafted food. That's your sister's business.
She's doing well with that.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. So we thank them for sponsoring this segment. We've got some random questions here. We'll see how well you do. I'm confident in you, Jack.
I'm not. I mean, honestly, I need to stop. You know what I need to stop doing is giving help to people who come in here and get those questions, because I help them out. But, I mean, Brandon came in and said AUE, which was pretty freaking funny.
Yeah.
But I got to stop, like, getting them, because it just makes it a better entertainment.
I think we got to ramp up the difficulty.
I know. I need to make some tougher questions.
I'm not going to lie, these aren't easy, but I have faith in at least, you know, one of them, I think.
I don't want you to make them easy. Let's see what I can do.
All right. We'll see. So here's the first question. This is a little bit of, I guess you could say, pop culture from the past. So which singer holds the record for the most Grammy Awards won in a single night?
Okay. Do I have any options here?
I didn't write down options, but if you want me to give you options,
I could give you
four options.
Give me like a hint.
Give you a hint?
In a single night?
Yeah, so in a single night. So not overall, in one night. Here, I can give you some options if you want some options.
No. Let me think about this. Kanye West.
Kanye West. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Kanye West is incorrect. It was a little bit older than Kanye West. It was before. I'll give you the year. They did this in 1984.
Ooh. Beatles.
No. The answer. Do you want the answer?
No, I want you to give me another hint.
Let's see. This is one person. So this isn't a group.
Okay.
It's just one person.
Michael Jackson.
That's it. Michael Jackson. Good job.
I should have known that.
I
think Kanye West has won the most Grammys. Maybe that's
he
right
might have.
There.
He's had a few albums that really have.
I could have got Michael Jackson. Darn it.
That's okay.
I was thinking 80s. When you said 80s, though, I had to think about that. I guess Beatles are like 70s and 60s.
Yeah, a little bit before that.
I gotta work on my pop stuff.
You got there in a few guesses without any, you know, huge hints. So.
Hey, we'll take it.
Just a little side note on that. Santana, who I think that's like a guitar player, tied that in 2000. So,
you know, he tied that, but I have no idea who the heck that dude is.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know either. I'm sorry to everyone out there who's like, you don't know Santana?
It's okay.
Sounds like a baseball player.
Yeah. There is a Santana who's a baseball player, I think.
I think so, too.
Playing the Yankees.
All right. You want your next question?
Yes, I do.
Okay. This one's a little bit of history, U.S. history.
Okay.
Which U.S. president had a pet alligator that he kept in the White House?
I feel like I know this.
This is really absurd. I never knew this. I feel like this would be like a true or false.
It
can't be true.
Give me like a time frame.
I will tell you it's in the first 10 presidents.
James Madison.
No.
Okay.
That's, you know.
Is this like
guess.
A known president or what? Like, I have no idea.
He's not like, I mean, he's famous. Obviously, he was a president, but it's not like one of the most famous.
It wouldn't be Andrew Jackson, would it be?
It would not be.
Okay.
He was president between Madison and Jackson.
I should know this. Who was between Monroe? That's not president.
He's also between, but it's not him.
Gosh, dang
you've
it.
Said the fourth, the fifth, and the seventh.
So I'm looking for the sixth.
You are.
Who the heck was the sixth president of the United States? Wait, hold up. I got to think about. No. I have no idea if there's a fourth. Who was it?
It's John Quincy Adams.
I could have known that.
That's okay.
Darn it. I need to work on my president. Hey, I'm getting all around it. I'll take it.
Yeah. You know, you hit right around it, so.
Let's go.
You know.
All right.
John Quincy Adams, apparently had a pet alligator. That's really interesting. I don't even know how.
I was watching a video last night. This is super random. I don't know if you've seen the Drewski stuff, like the comment.
Yeah.
And it was like the, what was it? Where he does the auditions, you know?
Uh-huh.
Some guy walks in. He's got some like pet alligator on like a string. He's just walking up by. I'm like, what is this? He says, I was like, dude, it's not a small pet alligator and it lives in Philly. Never go to Philly, apparently. In Philly, this is what you get.
You get small
alligators. So that's such a random side note, but
wow.
Interesting. Made me think about that.
There you go.
That's what I do with my free time at night. There you go.
All right. Next question. I think you're going to get this one.
All right.
This is another kind of pop culture-y type of question.
I'm ready.
What is the name of the fictional paper company in The Office?
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever watched The Office?
Yeah, I've watched the first two seasons, and then I got bored of it.
What's the name of the company?
I'm trying to... It's Scranton something, isn't it?
It's in Scranton is the name of the
town. I know the answer to this.
So many people are going to be, like, banging on their keyboards.
I'm so sorry, people. I know the answer to this.
When I say it, I think you're going to be
I'll know it. It's, I don't know. Tell me.
It's Dunder Mifflin.
I knew that. How did I not know Dunder Mifflin? Guys, I need to go rewatch some Office. It's been a while.
That's okay. You know, that's just one of the things that escapes you. I mean, you know.
You Office fans out there, I do apologize.
We're sorry to you all. It's okay.
I'm more of a Western movie or TV guy. Like, I like Yellowstone or Peaky Blinders. That's a brutal movie or show, but it's good. What else I like?
Those are a little bit newer, right?
Landman. You seen Landman?
I've never seen that.
It's a really good one.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, there's some recommendations for you all who are looking for your next show to watch.
Yeah, if you need some good shows, check let me know. Outer Banks, that's an old one.
Still good, though.
It's still good.
Still holds the spot.
It's getting to an extent. You need to stop it. There's a point they do too many seasons. I'm like, all right,
so,
whatever.
Another quick side note on TV shows. I watched maybe the first season of Stranger Things. I haven't watched much since, but apparently there's another season coming. I thought that was done like 2 years ago.
They're in like season 5 or something. I stopped at like 3.
Yeah. So I don't know a whole lot's going on. All I know is there's the 11 girl who can like move stuff with her mind. I know that there's the boy in there too, but...
I don't know. It was creepy. I don't like any scary, creepy stuff.
No.
That's just how I am. I like...
Do you like Halloween? Do you like the holiday?
It's not my favorite. Okay. I wouldn't say it's first. I say Christmas is my number one.
Christmas is good.
And 4th of July, which is coming up next week, baby.
That's exciting.
I love 4th of July. I'm a big country man, so really
that's great. That. Yeah, it's a good holiday. Okay, I added one more little question here just off the top of my head. I said we'd get back to it. There's one clear answer here, and that is, what team is the best team in Major League Baseball?
Well, if you look at championships, we have 11. And how many do you have?
Well, if you're looking at championships, it'd be the Yankees.
We're not talking about the Yankees here.
We're not.
We're talking about the best team in the National League.
I'm not just talking about championships. I'm talking about culture, significance, the whole thing.
Oh, the Cardinals, obviously. Because number one, we have 11 championships. You have, what, 3? Didn't you not have a championship for like 100 years, Cubs fan?
Our most recent championship was in 2016. To find the Cardinals' most recent championship,
you paid for that.
You have to go back more than a decade to 2011.
You paid for that.
I was 4 years old when the Cardinals won their most recent championship.
You were 4 years old in 2011?
I was born in 2007.
That makes me feel old.
What year were you born?
2002.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, you didn't even remember. I watched that game.
Really?
I remember watching that game.
I don't remember any of that game.
It was really cool because I was like, I don't know what grade. I was in like third grade or something. And I was like, Dad's like, you need to go to bed. I'm like, I'm not going to bed
not
yet.
I'm not going to bed. It's the World Series.
Yeah. Game 6. I'm not going to bed. So I watched it. Oh, my God. It was wonderful.
That's awesome. Have you ever been to any sort of playoff game for any sport?
Yes. So I went to, what year was it? A couple years ago, the Cardinals were in a wild card game.
Mm.
And it was when Ryan Helsley got injured. And we were up 2-0, and everything happened. And he got injured, and then he tossed the game. We lost 3-2 in the ninth inning and got eliminated. That was the quietest I've ever heard Busch Stadium in my life.
Would that have been against like Atlanta, or do you remember?
I don't know. Who was it? I think it was Atlanta. Now I think about it. It was either Atlanta or I don't know, because I feel like Nick Castellanos was on the team, but he's a Reds player, right?
Now I think he's on the Phillies.
It was the Phillies. Yes, it was the Phillies.
Okay.
It was like my freshman year of college. It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, well, at least that's a cool experience. I'm sorry that you didn't win. But okay, let's move out of that segment now into Heart Media Group. So I said we'd talk about this. So Heart Media Group, obviously, we're on it right now. We're producing podcasts, making media for people. So tell me a little bit about the start of it. Obviously, we're on the ground floor right now. We're building quickly. But take me even back further to the very beginning. When did the idea come about?
Okay, so I've always been a guy, I love talk radio. I grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh, to anyone talk radio. Sorry, people who are very against my political views, that's who I listen to. There was a lot of sports radio on ESPN. I had a sports radio. I used to listen to Colin, what's his face?
Cowherd.
I used to listen to him. I've listened to, what's the dude on ESPN that's, he's very popular. Stephen A. Smith. So those type of guys. I love to listen to sports radio. Recently I'm a big NASCAR fan, so I got into NASCAR. I started listening to Denny Hamlin, started his podcast. Dale Earnhardt Jr. had his podcast. So I love podcasting. You know, I listen to podcasts nowadays. I did yesterday, actually was listening to a podcast. I get a lot of information from that. So I was like, okay, this is really cool. So what was really cool and just lined up perfectly is Heart Media Group was my dad. He decided he wanted to buy a radio station. So I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, you know, he's always been radio, everything. Problem with radio's dying off. Eventually AM is going to be gone. It's going to be a thing of the past. But right now, radio stays consistent. But the one thing that's exciting, and I sat with my dad, I said, Dad, I want to start doing podcasting. I said, it's the future. He had no idea about podcasting. He didn't know anything about it. And I told him, I was like, this is going to be it. This is going to be future. So me and him have partnered together. And so I started the podcasting side of things. So we're at Springfield right now. We're doing podcasting for businesses, for people, personal use, anything. And then he's eventually going to close on the radio August 1st. And then we're going to combine them. So we're hoping to bring in that digital podcasting aspect to the radio side in Taylorville, Mattoon, all those type of Pena, Shelby. I don't think Mattoon was on. Why did I say Mattoon? All that area down there, and then keep the Springfield. So it's really a cool merging idea to where we're branding it together, which is fun because I get to work with my dad, which we work really well together. I'm not a father-son who argue all the time usually. We have the same business mind. So it works really well together. So that's where we came to the idea. And I've been running his podcast for the Illinois Trucking Association for, I don't know, since October now. So I started doing this, said, let's do it. So reached out to a wonderful guy who does all my video right here, Mr. Anthony.
I appreciate it.
And I suck at doing editing. I get everything together. I'll be on the air. And here we are. So there's a lot of interest in the podcast. I know recently, I don't know if you know, a lot of people came up to me, super excited about it. A lot of businesses. I've had a couple meetings coming up here soon. It's exciting. And what's really fun, I think, about this is it's a new idea. But if we hop on early like you and me are doing right now, we really can get in the industry well. And I think this is – we already have shown success. So I'm super excited to see how this keeps going up and up and up. I told Anthony yesterday I was working. I was like, Anthony, I am running around like a crazy maniac. I said, that's a good thing because that means that we're not sitting here having no idea what's going on, having no business, nothing at all. So there we are.
Absolutely. This really is the future for businesses. It really is. Businesses that want to get their message out there, that want to tell their story, that want to connect with their customers, this is the opportunity right here. And so I love that you've brought me along for this. I've had so much fun. This has been great to watch this grow, even in the first few months.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this has been growing, and it's going to continue to grow.
We've only been doing this for a month.
Yeah, a month.
So we're a month. I mean, think about how much we've grown in a month. It's unreal. It's unreal.
And it's only going to continue going up. Like you said, radio is great. It's consistent right now. But this really is the future. And, you know, it's kind of hard to prove it at this point. It's big. It's not as big as it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
But it's important for businesses to realize that, because the ones that don't are unfortunately going to end up getting left behind a little bit.
Yeah, and that's why I keep telling people a lot of times at businesses and meetings today, I said, you guys need to hop on this. Because number one, it's 100% you can control. Your podcast, you control what it ever says. Whatever I say right here, I'm in control. You know, whatever I put on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, that's all your message. That's coming from you. It's not I'm throwing on radio and maybe I'll get this clip here, or I'm throwing an ad on social media that might pop up for someone. It's here we go. It's there, and it's always there for the entire lifespan. It doesn't go away. It never goes away. So I'm telling businesses, like, guys, we need to hop on this. It's spectacular, and if you guys hop on this early, oh, sky's the limit.
It's always tough when you're you know, in a position where you need to push out marketing, like, where do I spend my money? Yeah. Do I put money to go on the radio? Do I spend money on a billboard? Whatever. But this is really one of those things where you can hop on there and be guaranteed to look at and say, hey, where are my viewers from? Where exactly. are people listening from? You can control that. Like you said, you can look at that data and you have a real input, as where, you know, when you're putting something else out there on, maybe it's in person or some sort of other type of marketing, it's hard to control that. And it's hard to realize if that's working and if you're getting impressions.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like, I get a lot of data. I was showing Anthony earlier, you can see people listening, how they're downloading, and it's just exploding. And it's cool, the data. You can see where your markets are at, where your people are listening. There's so much control. From a marketing guy who's been a marketing major at Illinois State, it is the number one way to really market and put your brand out there. And I think it's just crucial for people to really – it's hard to convince people, because a lot of people that are making decisions are a little older demographics saying, this doesn't sound great, whatever, grew up with the radio. This is the future though. And I think a lot of people are going to start realizing that in the next 5 to 10 years. And to be here doing this now, it's really an honor, and I'm blessed that we could start something like this.
And I think that's great how you're having young people on this podcast. You know, we've brought in David Allen, who's a young up-and-coming musician. We've brought in Brandy Jones from Fit Club. We've brought in your sister, who's a young business owner as well. And you know, it's really good that people are getting started in this, because like you said, it can be tough to convince people, but especially for businesses that are trying to target a specific niche of people, and all businesses are, when you put up a billboard, you know, you're getting old people, young people driving by that, you're hitting everybody, which can be a good thing. But when you're trying to target a certain audience, you can really control that in the podcasting world.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool how I've sat there, and I told you, I used to listen to radio, and I've watched podcasts now for 3 to 4 years, really since COVID, and just the way it's grown with, I mean, even like your big podcast, your Joe Rogan, your, what's another name? A bunch of people are like, they have their main podcast, your Alex Earl with girls, like that type of branding and the podcasting, it's just skyrocketed things. It helped with an election. It helped with trying to get people out to vote, people out to do things. It helped with businesses trying to get events out there. These podcasting, it's just generation. And it's our generation saying, okay, here's real life people listening. This is how we're going to reach it nowadays without having radio. It's wonderful. I'm super excited for the future of it.
So you mentioned doing work with the Illinois Trucking Association, and I just wanted to look at that really quick and talk about how that kind of started for you and how your experience through college, as you said, you were a business marketing, is that right,
yeah.
major? So how that kind of came together with the ITA to put you in a spot where you can do this now?
Yeah, so I started with ITA last fall. It was about September. I was playing club soccer up there at Illinois State, which I loved. Shout out to David Murray, my coach, wonderful guy. All the players around there, they're my buddies today. They sit here and watch this podcast probably today. I got injured. I got injured really bad. I have a sports hernia, which is not a real hernia. It's from kicking consistently forever. So I kind of had to give up soccer and stop doing it, because it was really affecting me in a way. It hurt like heck, whatever, couldn't sleep. So I was like, okay, I need to get a job. So reached out, the marketing was looking, my dad was looking for something in marketing. I was like, okay, cool. So I've been doing podcasting, running the social medias, everything, using a lot of my expertise that I learned at Illinois State. One of my favorite professors, Mark Gibson, he was the head of marketing at State Farm. He worked with your LeBron James, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Jordan back the day, Shaquille O'Neal, these type of guys. And he had these wonderful stories and lessons. And I sat back and listened. And now I get to use all that marketing technique that he taught me, being a top exec at State Farm. And I use that in everyday life with ITA, with Heart Media. And I just think my education at Illinois State, once again, shout out to Illinois State, that education has transformed me. It has shown me a different aspect than Illinois College did. And I'm very fortunate to have professors like Mark Gibson who have taught me to use it in the real life.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that that journey ended up being successful for you, and you're able to take in his lessons that he learned before and incorporate them now into this business and into your future.
Yeah.
So turning it over to a little bit more a personal side, we talk about the importance of support in our lives, especially from close people to us, friends, family, those sorts of things. So can you tell us, how do other people play a part in that journey, and what kind of support do your friends and family offer you that makes it possible?
My friends and family are probably, under God, the most important thing to me in life. I've had ups and downs in life. I've been on roller coasters. I've been through events in college. I've been through events in life. the number one thing that people stick is the family never goes. My grandparents are my best friends. I just got an apartment in Chatham, which is closer to where they live. I want to be around my grandparents all the time. My parents are my number one cheerleaders. I mean, I get to work with my dad, so family is super important to me. I got two little sisters who I love more than anything. They're my rocks and rock stars, and they look up to me for everything. They always ask for advice. They're always there for me. And then I got wonderful friends. I lost a lot of friends in high school because they went different places, but I got new friends from the Chatham area, and they're always there supporting me, being there for everything. They're super interested. I got friends who watch the podcast. They text me randomly, "This is great stuff, Jack. You're doing awesome." I got a good support system. And without that support system, and that's another reason I say in Central Illinois, without that support system, I can't be who I am. The Jack Hart I know would be different because of the people around me. And for me, I try to surround myself with the most best people, the most supportive people, the people who think the most positive. Because if you sit around and surround yourself with a bunch of negative people, people aren't going to do anything, people aren't going anywhere in life, that's just how you're going to be. So I sit around and I try to surround myself with people who are looking to create something greater. My friend Caleb, my friend Zach, my friend Cade, my friend Chase, all four of them are my best friends. They sit there and they're all working differently in different industries, but they're all working to get higher and higher and higher, trying to get the things out for themselves. One thing, I'm a very religious guy. I went to church and God has blessed me with everything. Everything in my life has happened because of God. He has a plan for me no matter what I do. Some things I'll pray about and I'll take it from me. You know, I've had things taken from me in ways I didn't want them to be taken, people taken away from me in life, but here's conversations I don't talk about. But the one thing he's done is he's blessed me with wonderful support around me. I mean, Anthony right here, he supports me now. He's one of my biggest supports ever now. And, you know, he's out here rooting for me as much as I root for him. This guy's going to do wonderful things, guys. Here's a future CEO, by the way, in the future, Anthony Ravecco. But, yeah, there's nothing more, I think, rewarding than having the big support around me that I do. And that's another reason I love to stay in this area is because of that support.
Well, that's truly inspiring. I love to hear you talk about that. And thank you for saying you support me. I loved watching your journey so far. And I'm rooting for you all the way and rooting for each other. Because at the end of the day, the other people that you have around you is what, again, makes this area so special. Like you said, with your friends, you're all in different industries, but you're all working towards that same goal of leveling up in life. And that's really inspiring. And it's great to hear that
you have people
like that. You always need people like that. And on the other side of that, you know, you mentioned being around people who are negative and how that can be hurtful. And especially when you have friends that you've had these friends for a long time, but eventually you see, you know, this isn't the right person. It can be very tough to get yourself out of those negative environments because you have friends and that creates an emotional bond. But to be able to move out of negative environments and into positive ones is so much more beneficial. And the end of the day, God's going to lead you the right way with that.
If I tell anyone anything in life, it is surround yourself with the most positive, most good-minded people who are looking to succeed, people who are looking to level up. I think leveling up is a huge thing in my life is how can I level myself up? How can I do better if that's in the gym, if that's in church, if that's in my friendship, my relationships? You name it. I'm trying to level up because, number one, I want to be the best guy I can in everything I do, if that's working out at work, in my future relationships, for my future wife, future kids, anything. I want to be at the top level that I can be. And, of course, you're going to succeed. You're going to fail. That's life. That's life. You're going to fall down. But the most important thing, and my dad told me this when I was younger playing soccer, you fall down, but you always get back up. And one thing in life is I've fallen down many, many times, but I get back up. And everything you do in life, it'll turn to lesson. And those lessons will define you as a person, and it'll make you stronger no matter what you do.
That's a huge point right there. I love to hear you say that because there are going to be mistakes. There's going to be a lot of struggles, sometimes really big ones. But almost every time when you look back at that 3, 4, 5 years later, you're like, wow, this ended up being helpful for me.
Of course,
and I learned a lot from it. And I thought it was terrible in the moment, and here I am, and it was terrible in the moment. But now, look what it's turned out to be.
Yeah, and a lot of things, I mean, something I've learned definitely recently is you have to – it might look terrible in the moment. You might look lost. You might look stuck. You know, you might be stuck in your business. You lost your money. You're out of business. You've lost a relationship. You don't know this person anymore. You got broken up with, whatever. That moment, you have to sit back and say, okay, how am I going to look in a month, 2 months, a year? You know, And things change. People change. I mean, a year from now, for a year from last year, I'm totally different person than I am this year. A year from now, I'm be a totally different person. It's about perspective. And if you have a positive perspective of, okay, I'm going to work to be the best self I am. God's going to bless me no matter what. He's going to take things out of my life. It's his plan. I'm going to let him go. Then you're going to succeed no matter what in life. And, you know, even if it looks bad right now, it always gets better no matter what. That's life.
There you go. That's a great quote right there. That is just how life goes. Having that positive perspective is important. So let's talk back a little bit on Heart Media Group and just think about the future of that. Because as you said, we've been doing this for like a month, maybe a little bit more. We've already seen growth. But I want to talk even farther down the road towards the end of 2025, going into 2026. What's the future of this really look like for this company? And why do businesses need to get involved?
This business is just starting. I mean, we're on the tip of the iceberg. And honestly, if I sat back here a month ago, when we first came in here and said where we're at today versus a month ago, I would not think we're anywhere close to where we're at. And we come a month later, I'm in shock. I'm sitting here in shock with the amount of interest, the amount of business, the amount of support we have. It's amazing. It's a blessing. It's a God blessing. And the future of Heart Media, once we close on the station in August, we have a farm progress show we're going to be at. We have a couple more podcast ideas. We have a brand new podcast coming out Monday talking about the inside of my mom wanted to come up with that idea to talk about women in the industry, support women in any way we can. That's going to be a wonderful podcast that's coming out. Actually, this is coming out Tuesday, so that came out yesterday. Go tune into that, by the way. Absolutely wonderful. We brought in a country star who's done everything. That is going to be generationally changing. Super impactful. Super excited for that. But we have a lot of ideas. We're starting we had a nice meeting. I'll let you guys sneak peek, but we're going to do a sports podcast here soon. We have an Illinois Journal coming out here eventually. There's a lot of ideas we have. This fall, high school sports start. Football's going on, everything. We're going to do something. We have something humongous planned for this fall. There's a lot of exciting things. I think we get to your December, your January, starting in 2026. I'm gonna be running all over the place because there are so much things to do, which is exciting because I'm always a go person. So with this new business, this new entrepreneurship, this new ideas, there's so much things we can run with, and we're gonna try things. It's gonna fail. We're gonna try other things. They're gonna succeed. But there's so much things to try out here in this wonderful area. That we're just, I think Heart Media Group is going to thrive. It's going to thrive no matter what. And with the radio background helping us support us no matter what, with now the podcasting, we're getting our hands into that industry. There's a lot of exciting things. That's why I'm trying to bring you back here. After Mr. over here is going to Paul, he's going to come back and work for me. Don't worry.
There you go.
He'll come back.
You know, this is skyrocketing, and I love that you say all these great things that are coming because truly for me too, I feel like every time I wake up, it's like, you know, you get back into that mindset like, oh, this is something to look forward to. Like, we're really growing here. Like, I'm excited to go in and continue to work on this. Because a lot of times it can, you know, feel like it's slower. It's like, oh, I got to do this or that. But at the end of the day, you wake up and you can feel that excitement. You know that you're doing something good and right for the people.
Yeah, with this job that I work, you know, I could have gone to, I don't know, I had companies reach out. State Farm wanted me to work there. Country Financial came out to me. Caterpillar, those big companies. But then you're starting the bottom working for a big company. This is fun because I get to do everything that I think of atop my head. It's my ideas. I don't have to sit back and, you know, go run it through this person. But I also, it's something I get to come into, I enjoy. You know, people don't enjoy, they're just going there, get a paycheck, whatever. I enjoy this. I enjoy being there, getting people's story out there. Learning about it. I talked to Brandy yesterday. She texted me. She goes, I love this. She was scared to do the podcast on Thursday it came out. She goes, I love this. I was like, Brandy, we got to know who you are. You got to see the story of who Brandy is. And I love just sitting there and getting the story of other people and seeing that, sharing that story of how much impactful these people can have, or these people have, can be on someone. And I think Brandy was in shock. She's like, I can't believe how great this was. And I said, this is what I like to do. I like to sit here and I like to help others. I want to be that communication for other people. You know, as we say, our slogan is connecting people. I want people to be connected through podcasting, through radio, through anything. And I'm super excited to connect this entire community in so many different exciting ways.
So, I mean, that's great to hear. That's truly wonderful. I think connecting people is the perfect way to describe what we're trying to do here. As far as Heart Media Group goes and the future of that, you talk about a little bit of the future of the business, but how do you think the future of the business will tie into your future? And where do you see yourself being with this business, you know, a few years maybe down the road?
Oh, of course. I mean, so I look 5-10 years down the road. Eventually, I want to hopefully have a family, settle down, love to be around Central Illinois because, you know, I grew up here. So going to high school around here, having kids grow up in this area would be absolutely wonderful. I grew up close to my grandparents. That was my number one thing. My parents said, we want you to be close to your grandparents. I think the same thing. I want to have my kids close to my grandparents to be there for all their soccer games and ballet recitals and whatever they're going to do. My number one goal in life always is I'm going to be family first. So my number one goal is I want to have a beautiful wife. I want beautiful kids. I want a family. Family is number one for me. That's my number one goal no matter what. Then to have a second goal around there is I want to have a successful business. So what I'm putting into it now and putting into the business now is what I want to get out in 5 to 10 years. So the amount of work and effort I can do here is going to help me to support my family in the future, to support my friends in the future, support anyone. So I would love this business to keep multiplying each and every year to become this ginormous business in the area that we're, you know, we're not this giant business that people are going to be scared of. It's a, okay, we're here and we're helping people. We're helping connect people. And I would love to stay on with Heart Media Group because, number one, it's kind of cool having my last name in there, working for someone, you know, like my dad, who's a wonderful person in my life that I've looked up to for years, my biggest support system. So I kind of want to stay in the family business because it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool to sit around the people who support you the most. So in 5 to 10 years, I hope to just keep helping support the business that it can help support me as a person and a personal aspect to eventually support me and my family and my kids eventually down the line.
Well, that's great to hear. It sounds like a great roadmap lined out no matter where that's going to take you. Obviously, we don't know everything, but I love the goals that you have, and it sounds like an amazing journey for you. So kind of getting towards the end here, you know, you've been through high school now and college, and now you're in the workforce. And for younger people out here that are listening to this, that are maybe in high school or freshly coming out of high school like myself, or still in college, that are wondering, what's the future look like for me? What kind of advice would you give to other aspiring entrepreneurs like that, or anyone who wants to be a leader or work hard in their industry?
Do it. Just as I've always been a Nike fan, just do it. Just do it is one of my favorite slogans. Whoever came up with that Nike is genius, because it's, you know, in life you're gonna sit back and you're gonna say, okay, should I do this or should I not do this? You're gonna end up regretting it if you don't do it. All right, you're gonna have to just go out there, and sometimes you're gonna succeed, sometimes you're gonna fail. But if you have an idea or an aspiration or a want, go and do it. Go and take it. Take it by storm. I had a want to go and podcast. I had a want to, you know, really support and start an exciting side business. I said, okay, I could go to this giant company. I could go to some company and sit back and work my way for years. I said, you know what? Let's do this. Let's try it out. And I don't, you know, there's sometimes, you know, you could either try your own stuff and make a little money or make more at a big company. But it's what you want and what your heart desires and what your passion is. And if you're going to do what you're passionate about and what you love in life, that's the most important thing. If that's going to lead you to failing, succeeding, learning a lot in the industry, you know, it's life. It's going to happen. But if you're doing what you're passionate about, what you love, you will be satisfied for the rest of your life, and you'll be able to support yourself. And I don't want people to, as myself, I don't want to sit around from 22 years old until I retire at 67 years old and look back and say, all right, I was just kind of there for a paycheck. I wasted a bunch of time. It's I got to do something I loved. I got to enjoy it, wake up every day, get out of bed. I wanted to get out of bed. I wanted to be there. I wanted to be helping others in a way. I want to be supporting a business in the best 100% way I can. And if you're going out of high school and you're having no idea what you want to do, look for what your passion is. My passion has always been putting other people first, helping other people. So I'm trying to put other people first in this industry and connect them. I want businesses' stories. I want who they are as a person to be shown. I want to show the story behind every single person, behind a business. Because I love people. I'm a people person. I support people in every way. And if I can share who they are, their values, what they value in life, showing the real side of that, then that makes me happy. It makes me passionate. I love to do that because I love to show the positive side of every single person, because everyone is going to have their good and bad sides in life. You know, everyone has a really wonderful side of them. Everyone has good and evil in them. But I want to show how much heart and care people have because, you know, you look in a life, the generation today, there's a lot of things going on in life, a lot of hate in the world, a lot of things going on. But if I can take that small piece of a single person in Central Illinois and say, this is what they're doing, this is what they love, this is the true who Brandy Jones is, who David Allen is, who Anthony Rivecco is, and show that to other people and show how important an impact they have and how much they're trying to do for others, I love that. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I think people should do is go for what you're passionate about and go for what you love.
We really can do.
Nice.
Nice.
This guy's out of high school. He's
there you
cracked
go.
His
can
voice.
Can you tell?
Yeah, hey, you
that
still
was
hitting,
intentional.
You still going through puberty, buddy?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Oh, gosh. This kid's like 13.
We can do whatever we want to do. And that doesn't mean that's going to be easy. Because we live on the greatest country in this planet.
Oh, 100%.
And we can do whatever we want to do. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. There's a lot of people out there.
Let me stop you there real quick.
Go ahead.
If you say the United States is not the greatest country in the world, you're lost. We live in the most opportunist country, the most country that you can do whatever you want. It is the greatest country in the world. And I'm a big – I love my country. I'm a big supporter of my country. No matter who's in charge of it nor who's running it, I love the foundation of the United States and how it came to be. United States is, once again, the greatest country in the world, and I don't care if anyone says anything about it's not. It is the greatest country in the world, and you can come and argue with me about it, but I always believe that, and it's God bless America because God blesses this country. He's blessed me. He's blessed everyone in this country.
And, you know, another point to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who said this, but I saw it somewhere, and I think it's true. It's that this country is the only country where people will say that it's not good, it's not the best, but they won't leave.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Will hear so many people say bad things about it, but it's the only one where even people talk so much bad about it, they don't leave.
Yeah.
There's a reason behind that.
I'm not trying to get political or anything, whatever, think whatever, but I will always support my country, whoever's in charge of it, I might not like who's in charge of it, I might not like who's running it, but I will never burn a flag. I will never hate my country. I will never... It's crazy to me the amount of people today that said, I hate United States, I hate it. Yet they're living in this blessed country that has given them so many privileges to live here and opportunities. I wish people would sit back and realize the amount of love and the amount of how lucky they are to be in this country. And I wish people would do that, and I hope they do, because I'm lucky to sit here and build my own business in a country where I can. If I'm living in Russia, if I'm living in South Korea, or not South Korea, North Korea, I'm not going to have the liberties to sit here and talk about what I care about, to do what I want to love. You know, so the United States is the number one country in the world, is the number one place, the opportunity, blessings for everything. I love this country. It's God, family, country for me. And this country is magnificent.
Every day, all day.
Darn right.
All day, every day, every day, all day.
Every day,
whatever.
All day.
You get
I love
the point.
It.
You get the point.
Every day, all day.
Well, I
Anthony
love,
Rivecco.
There you go. Quote it. Put it in the quote book.
Quotes.
Can we get a quote book of people that come into these podcasts and we just write down like important stuff that they say?
Yep. Like, is it AUE?
There you go. Add it to the quote book.
I know. Is it AUE? Brandy died from that. That was so funny.
We should have a dolphin as a mascot. Add that quote book.
We done like three podcasts, and we have so many good quotes already.
Oh yeah, no, the quote book will only keep.
Oh,
growing.
It's just gonna be great. On. We got two people coming next week. I'm excited to see what they have to say.
There you go. So one final thing that I want to ask you here, as we're kind of closing this out, you already talked a little bit about your advice that you'd give to people, but in 2025, you know, it's a more digital age. There is, as you said, a lot of hatred in the world right now, unfortunately, but there is a lot of love as well. What is your biggest message just for young people who are, tuning in right now, listening? What would be your biggest message to them overall, whether it's in their work life, whether it's with family, whether it's with a tough point that they're in right now? In 2025, what's the biggest message?
The biggest message for me as a person is, I said this earlier, you're going to fall down in life. You're going to be at rock bottom. You're going to be in a place where you don't know what's next. You don't know if things are going to get better, if there's going to be more blessings behind it, but you always get back up. And my dad told me that at 3 years old when I was playing soccer, I got knocked down and he said, you got to get back up. And I have used that quote for years, and I used it in my Instagram the other day. I had a really rough time with it about 2 months ago and fall down, but I got back up. I started a business. I'm here trying to do wonderful things, trying to be the best man I am. God will always bless you. He'll take things away from you, but he'll bless you again. So people who are saying, looking at an aspect of saying, I don't know what to do now, I'm at rock bottom, whatever, keep going, get back up. You fall down, you get back up, no matter what, all right? You live with that message. Know that God's going to bring you the most blessings. And he's going to take something away and bless you even more. Live by that. That is the number one quote I always say. And yeah, that's something I got from soccer. And here I am today using it in life at 22 years old. 20 years later. It's crazy, isn't
it? There you go. Wow. Well, Jack, you know, it's been fun to have you in that chair
I'm ready to be back in my chair.
There you go. We'll get your chair back here. Don't worry. We'll get you back
this
in.
This chair's not as fun.
I know. I'll be honest. It is a lot of fun being in the host
chair.
It's
a lot of talking over here, though. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like my narrating.
Just your narrating.
I keep drinking
your
this voice water. Over. This water. By the way, Bucky's. Yeah. Spectacular. Bucky's and Waffle House, by the way. The two wonders of the world.
Bucky's and Waffle House.
Bucky's and Waffle House. If you give me a Bucky's and a Waffle House, I'm set.
Don't come over here and try to fight me. I don't know that I've been to a Waffle House. I don't even know if I've been to a Bucky's.
I think it's just they're both in the South, and I don't get to see them very often.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Chick-fil-A used to be. There used to never be a Chick-fil-A in Springfield, so you're going travel, you get to have Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is awesome.
I had it for dinner last night, actually.
There you go. It's great. Wonderful. Well, Jack, anyways, you know, it's been such a delight to be in front of the camera here and talking with you and hearing a little bit more about you. And now people, whenever you're hosting podcasts, can know this is the guy who it is. This is what your message is and your journey. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Of course. And I hope you guys all listening to all of our podcasts, I'm really trying to do this to support everyone that I'm bringing in here, to support these wonderful individuals like Anthony who come in here and they're striving for a future and they're trying to become their best self in their business, their personal life, you name it. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to bring that message and that care. And, you know, I'm hoping these people I'm bringing in, they're doing what they're passionate about. They're doing what they love. And I want to be here to support and bring those stories. So thank you for listening to all of that. And I hope that this helps you get know more about your host who sits over in this wonderful chair and sometimes looks like an idiot and talks a little fast. But I'm really glad that we got to this episode and kind of excited because you guys had no idea this was coming. It's a little flash to it.
There you go. Well, again, you know, thank you so much for letting us hear about you and learning. And thank you all for tuning in to the It's Too Early podcast. In your next episode, I'm sure Jack will be back here, your normal host, again, talking to some wonderful young people in Central Illinois. So, again, businesses, we have opportunity here in Heart Media Group. We talked about it. Reach out to us. You can contact 217-801-2909. Again, that's 217-801-2909 or email at heartmgdigital@gmail.com. They'll be on the screen on YouTube. Again, feel free to reach out to us there. We have sponsorship opportunities, media opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
So much digital creation coming to the new world, and we would love to work with you on that. Everyone, please consider following or subscribing to Heart Media Group on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, YouTube, all those wonderful platforms so we can continue pushing content to you and letting you hear about our story because we love to connect with you and hear about your journeys as well. So please consider following us and tuning into the future. Again, thank you all for listening today to the It's Too Early podcast. Jack, again, it's been a pleasure, and we hope to see you all in the next episode. So God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, and thank you for coming. Also, follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, and what did I miss? Facebook, all right? Yeah. Follow us. We need more followers. We need to get the word out. We're doing really well so far. You guys are doing wonderful. I will see you back in that chair next time.